Hi, welcome to Business Link. I'm Jason Ball, President and CEO of the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce. We're here in the AOI podcast studio at the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce's offices and have another fun guest to talk with today about what's going on in Lincoln business. Before we get to that, I just want to again remind everybody, please go to lcoc.com and under our newsroom part of that website, you can see all of our past episodes. There's been some really fun guests that we have got to learn from, kind of hear about what's going on in the community. And today is a continuation of that. This is a conversation I've been so excited to get to. We have the founder and CEO of Eleanor Creative, Christine Weeks. Christine, welcome to the AOI podcast studio today.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, this is going to be a fun one because you're an entrepreneur. You're a business founder. You've been there, done that, and we'll get to that story. But before we do that, just for folks that maybe haven't run into it yet, what is Eleanor Creative?
So Eleanor Creative is a brand experience agency. We say we create and develop brands that contribute to the greater good. So we really are a brand positioning company. So if people come to us, for example, you might remember People's Health Center. Mm-hmm. Which is now Bluestem Health. So 2017, they were really confused with the People City Mission, Center for People in Need. We help position companies so they are set apart, so they didn't have that consumer confusion. So yeah. We really work with brands on positioning, custom websites, marketing, anything to tell their story, and just to get them the right clients and customers that they want.
Yeah. That's awesome. Now, if you're interested in learning more about Eleanor Creative, it looks like they can go to weareeleanor.com.
That's
correct.
Is that
where we want people to go? So weareeleanor.com. Go check it out. There's a lot of great information there. But founder of a company that's now 16 years old.
I know.
Christine,
teenager.
What was your motivation to start a company?
Well, I think looking back, we always joke, like I was your, you know, like school sales leader for the chocolates. And yeah. I was always, you know, student council president, lead. But I would say when I started Eleanor, I wasn't like, I'm going to start a branding company. I had worked in physician marketing and really was doing the research side of it. So where people were going for their knees, hips, and hearts. And I was in a marketing department. And I loved it because I could use my analytical, strategic side of my brain. And then there was this design side, which I loved. And I got to bring them all together. So I did that as my first kind of part of my career. And then I had 4 kids in 4 years and moved back to Lincoln. And someone had just said, hey, can you look at our marketing strategies? And I said, sure. So I asked my boss because I was still working for this health system at the time. And she said, sure. And that's how it started. I just started consulting. And then, you know, if you're a consultant, you need people to do the work.
Yeah.
And I made some great hires, people that are still with me today. And we just really have been on a roll ever since.
I love it. Consulting, the gateway drug to business foundership,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That's awesome. So tell me about founding a company. I love to hear founders talk about, you know, maybe what they went through, what they learned, how that stretched them. And goodness knows, running a business is never an easy thing to do. You know, how did starting a company change you and how you led a team of people?
Yeah, I think when I started out, I didn't realize all the pressures that went along with business ownership, but you just take them one day at a time. And then probably after year 3, I realized the team component is going to be just number one for me. I really believe in commitment culture, so I don't want a lot of turnover. I want people to stay. I want people to grow in their careers. And I need to match that with excellent design work, excellent marketing strategies, taking care of the clients. So I just learned kind of after year 3, like, I've got to do some things differently to really care for and love this team and to care for and love my clients. So lots of learning, still always learning, leaning on other people to give me great advice, but really like leaning into my team and my clients simultaneously has been one of the hardest things, but the best rewards.
Yeah. Now, how big is your team?
We're about roughly 20 right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's including an Omaha office as well as the Lincoln founding headquarters,
yes,
right?
Yep. So we have an Omaha location in the Haymarket, yeah. and then we have a Lincoln location in the Haymarket, yeah. and an Omaha location in the Old Market.
Yeah.
About 5 people now will be in the Omaha office, and they all live in Omaha, so it's a great fit. They don't have to commute. And then we have our Lincoln people in Lincoln. Nick works remotely in Poland, and Jody works remotely in Norfolk, Nebraska.
I hear Poland's beautiful this time.
It is gorgeous.
That's great.
Yeah, we love Poland.
Now, you mentioned commitment culture, I think, in the conversation. Tell me more. How have you maybe intentionally created your team culture? What does that look like for people that maybe haven't experienced it?
Yeah, I kind of use the phrase creative compassion. So I know when I was a young mom, when I was raising kids, there were definitely things I needed from an employer that just didn't exist in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. So I knew when I became a boss, I wanted to create a culture where parents felt supported. That was kind of my first thing, yeah. because I could easily relate to that. So, you know, paid maternity and paternity leave have always been a thing at Eleanor. We also have, you bring your baby to work the first year. We can, yeah. like, I understand if you're in manufacturing or healthcare, you can't like bring your baby along, but in the creative industry, you can, and we have done it successfully. And then I always needed help because I have been a single mom and I have also been, you know, married with all these kids and been busy. Mm-hmm. So we have a house manager, I would say program where we have people come into our employees' homes, help them with their errands,
oh, wow.
dishes,
like
you
as,
name.
As a benefit of being on your
so
team.
So it's a benefit, but it's also now it's kind of called like the house manager to marketer program.
Okay.
So I have hired people that have been maybe in difficult situations.
Yeah.
Say they stayed at home with their kids. They've now, you know, been out of the workforce 20 years. Maybe they're going through a divorce now. They have no skill sets. That's really how it started with the first yeah. few of these women that needed a skill set. So they've come to Eleanor, gotten a skill set, and then moved on to have great careers or have stayed at Eleanor. Or we have women that don't have a marketing skill set, but they have house managing skills. They mm-hmm. can run errands. They can cook meals. They can clean houses. But they don't want to stay maybe in that area for the rest of their lives. So they work 3 days in the homes of our employees and then 2 days in the office where they get marketing skills and they can go on to have a marketing career or they can go on to have a different career, but hopefully one that gets them a higher paying job, higher wages. And that's definitely one way we give back and give opportunity because I think yeah. I was given so many opportunities. I want to give that to other people. And it's really like if the doors aren't open for you, you know, you're really stuck. So we have that. We really celebrate like life milestones.
Mm-hmm.
I think about a lot of people I know that have retired and they're just like, see you later. Thanks for working 40 years here. It's been so nice.
yeah.
Here's a cupcake.
Yeah.
And I just like my heart hurts for them that they've given so much of their careers yeah. to their lives, to these careers. And then it's like, you know, done.
Yeah.
So we've really like, we celebrate birthdays big. We take team trips for big celebrations. So mm-hmm. my former boss who now works at Eleanor, she was turning 70 and she was dreading her birthday. She just hated every year she was getting older. And I'm like, we've got to stop this narrative. We have to celebrate. So we took a team trip to Mexico and spent, you know, 6 days on the beach celebrating her, regrouping as a team, but just really making sure like, those special moments in life, mm-hmm. babies, marriages, you know, getting close to retirement, big birthdays, that they feel like something we're all rallying around and yeah. there for each other.
That's really great. What I love about the way you tell that story too, especially with the support folks in a home setting also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. That's a business community leader. Creating ladders to economic independence for other people that are part of the company, right? That's not just cold-hearted capitalism. That's,
right.
But I bet it's been good for the bottom line, for your team building, for your culture, probably makes your people more sticky.
Yeah. Eleanor is, you know, we don't have a lot of turnover. People stay for a long time, but I think it's because they can sense that people on the team really do care about each other. And it's exciting to see people grow and develop in their talents. The COO of Eleanor started as my nanny 16 years ago.
Mm.
So I could see her. I mean, that my house was in shape every day. Dinner was made. She had these four kids in every activity doing all the things. And I'm like, that what I was seeing was a project manager.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the argument in our house was like, well, I'm going to hire her. And then Andrew was like, no, I'm going to hire her. I'm glad I hired her. But, you know, now she has this great skill set and, you know, she's still growing and learning, but she is developed in so many ways. And that's, for me, that's amazing. I love watching that.
Now, 16 years in business, what's changed in your industry? I would imagine it's almost an entirely different game than it was 16 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, digital media has really changed a lot. Yeah. You know, social media was just happening back then and you couldn't really advertise, right? So advertising on social platforms, you know, going from traditional print, radio, outdoor signs as being your main ways to communicate a message to now having 50,000 ways to communicate a message. It's dizzying almost. But I would say from the branding perspective, those things are pretty constant, right? Like, what's your message? Who do you want to be? How do you want your customers to perceive you? So I love the stability of that, but then it's how you get that message out that feels like it's constantly changing.
Yeah, yeah. And is it different having two locations instead of one, or you've got the Poland office, so maybe that Omaha jump wasn't quite as abrupt as I would have assumed it was?
It is different. I mean, we're getting embedded in the Omaha market, and, you know, I've been in Lincoln for so long where I have all these great relationships and just getting my team activated to make those connections because they already live there, right? That's really what we believe is the people living in these communities should be fostering that type of work. Obviously, like, I'm tired, right? Any founder, any CEO that's opening up more than one location is tired, but that's just what we do.
What keeps you going when you are tired? Like, how do you recharge?
I love new opportunities. Okay. So yesterday I was thinking, you know, I'm a little tired. Like, what do I need to do? And I'll be traveling to DC in a couple weeks. And it's like, okay, these are the people I want to connect with in DC for work. And these are the things I want to do. And that energizes me. It's these new opportunities, meeting new clients, telling new stories. That's my get up and go.
Yeah. Isn't that fun? I always call that sort of a new gear that sometimes if you're lucky in your career, I've been fortunate to find it here. You've been fortunate to find it. There's that gear that you can go into that sometimes you wouldn't have assumed you had at the start. So let's see here. So you were the winner of the 2024 Excellence in Business Inspire Awards. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was fun. I think the Journal Star does a great job with their Inspire Awards. It really is such a magical day. I know, I'm sure you've been, right?
Yes. It's just
the Pinnacle Bank Arena is filled with all these women that are making, you know, great opportunities and great choices for other women in their industries. And it's truly inspiring. So I felt very honored to be nominated and, you know, just give a little microphone of like how Eleanor is supporting women. And, you know, how we can all be better at supporting women in general.
Yeah. And just out of curiosity, where did the name Eleanor come from?
Oh, Eleanor was my grandmother. So I wanted a strong female name. Okay. I wanted a traditional name. And I wanted to honor her. I had already named a child after her, but I didn't feel like that was enough. So one step
Grandma
further.
Got double good
and
treatment
like
out of you.
So
that's great.
Humble. She just was, I know it made her uncomfortable, but she just had to deal with it. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mentioned I was on your website. And again, for folks listening, that's weareeleanor.com. Weareeleanor.com. But there are some examples of work on your website. And it's a beautiful website all by itself. And the work looked interesting. As you maybe look back, are there maybe a couple brands that stand out in your mind as brands that you're particularly maybe proud to have represented or did some work that you're particularly proud of and look back as impactful?
Yeah, I'm really proud of our partnership and working with Dorothy Lynch. It's, you know, Nebraska's salad dressing.
Yeah.
They've been great to work with and they're, you know, advancing and changing. We're actually working on a brand refresh that should be coming out this summer. And that's been a lot of fun. We do international work with Massport Pumps, which is an international pumping company. Okay. very proud of our new brand refresh with TMCO. I'm not sure if you've been
there. I have seen that, yes.
But, you know.
I was there the night they announced it at
their
50th anniversary.
Yeah. So that's a great client, you know, example of we do everything for them. Yeah. So working on their big events to interior signage, exterior signage. We redid their website. Mm-hmm. You know, we really love the custom design work. And so they've been a great client to work with. And Diane and I share, you know, a lot of the same values and helping mm-hmm. women and families. And so that's been a lot of fun. We love our work with the Parks Foundation. We've done many of their capital campaigns. Yeah. Cascade Fountain we did, Wilderness Park. We're doing South Haymarket Park. Yeah. So just giving the fundraisers the tools they need to go out and raise the funds that make our city better. I can't wait for South Haymarket Park. It's literally in our backyard.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. So we also do other nonprofit work, but it's been great. We help businesses of all sizes. Really, when it comes to brand positioning and they're like, we need to stand out in the market, that's when people choose Eleanor and come to us.
Christine, it has been a pleasure to talk with you today. Thanks so much for coming by to the chamber.
Thank you, Jason. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm excited to, continue the conversation.
So, folks, please go to weareeleanor.com. You'll see more clients, more beautiful artwork on a beautiful website, branding work, I should say, not just artwork. And if you're interested in learning more about what's going on in the community, you can see all of our past episodes on the newsroom part of our website at lcoc.com. But this has been Christine Weeks and Jason Ball in the AOI podcast studio at the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce. We will see you next time.